Canmalet. Canmalet would end up becoming one of the municipality's largest properties, which consisted of the manor, a chapel, the tenant farmer's house, a garden with a pond, crops and gardens, the threshing floor, stables, storerooms and vineyards, among others. The oldest document that refers to this farmhouse is the Masno resident Antoni Antique's purchase deed, 1541, from the heirs of Raphael Botte of Taya. According to Michel Garriga y Roca, the Masno or new farmhouse is what gives its name to the town. It was later bought by the Rogen family, and in the 18th century its name was changed to Can Casas. In the mid-19th century, the last heir of the Casas family died without children, and the property was divided between two nephews. The old tenant's farmer's house went to Antoni Gaspar Malet, where the facade is all that remains today. The family estate went to Philippe Cunilly-Sauz, which was transformed by the last owner into a summer home with a magnificent front garden, which disappeared in the 1970s. Of the entire estate, only the façade of the tenant farmer's house, part of the gardens, and a lintel bearing the date of 1736 remain, as well as the monogram IHS, which was on the chapel of San Antoni de Padua. The chapel was lost in successive remodeling projects and expansions. At present, it is a municipal facility that houses the Canmalet Elderly Social Centre.